Good morning, Butler Boulevard East at Hodges. There's been a crash. It's on the right side of the highway. 295 South at Dunn Avenue, there's a broken down car. And if you are on I-10, plan on backup starting at Lane Avenue down to Lenox this morning. We're expecting around a 50-50 chance of rain with thunderstorms today, a high of 93. This evening, more rain expected with a low of 75. Right now, it's 79 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Former Democrat leaders say Florida Democrat gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is a little too progressive for Florida. With less than 2 months away from the November midterms, some political pundits are wondering if impeachment talk against President Trump could backfire on the Democrats. And Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh is expected to have a confirmation hearing this week, but now that may be delayed due to the latest accusations of sexual assault.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Good morning, 703 right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Don't forget facebook.com/WBOB. Any part of the show that you've missed or you want to listen to it on your smartphones, Android phones, or just online, it is a free app. Just download it. Go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. More as we continue to move along, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. We'll get into all the big flat Brett Kavanaugh hearings being delayed. A lot of people have been weighing in on that today. We'll get to more of that in just a brief moment. But also, as you know, the left, less than 50 days, the left thinks that they have a major win possibly set up here in the state of Florida with Democrat nominee Andrew Gillum, who is a big fan also with his friend of Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. George Soros, billionaires Tom Steyer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was being interviewed by liberal anchor from CNN, Jake Tapper, asked the question, listen, you've got all these programs out there. Now, listen to what is being described as what will be paid for, because I want to ask a kind of a trick question, or not so much a trick question, after you hear the clip. But Jake Tapper has Cortez on his TV show and says, you've got all these things that you classify as a right. How do you plan to pay for them?
Your platform has called for various new programs, including Medicare for all, housing as a federal right, a federal jobs guarantee, tuition-free public college, canceling all student loan debt. According to nonpartisan and left-leaning studies friendly to your cause, including the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities or the Tax Policy Center, the overall price tag is more than $40 trillion in the next decade. You recently said in an interview that increasing taxes on the very wealthy plus an increased corporate tax rate would make $2 trillion over the next 10 years. So where's the other $38 trillion going to come from?
Valid point. Valid point. Where are you going to get the next $38 trillion? She couldn't answer it, and he says, very polite, you saw the interview, yeah. I did. He goes, Well, I guess I'm not going to get my information now. Let's go to another issue. That, I know, Roger, some would say, okay, she says we can get $2 trillion over 10 years by fully taxing the rich. Okay, let's have that debate.
Yeah, kill jobs.
But the other thing about that, we're going to come up with the other $38
trillion. Right.
That's not what stuck out. What stuck out with me is the left of Andrew Gillum here in Florida and others of what they quote, hear the clip one more time, not the whole clip, but just this section, of what they consider as a right.
Various new programs, including Medicare for all, housing as a federal right, a federal jobs guarantee, tuition-free public college, canceling all student loan debt. According to nonpartisan and left-leaning studies friendly to your cause, including the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities or the Tax Policy Center, the overall price tag is more than $40 trillion.
So my question is, when did housing become a right? When did college loans or going to college become a right? Where do you find that right? Now, I will admit that, for example, here in Florida, education is on the constitutional. It's on the Florida Constitution is classified as a right. I believe in Massachusetts with Romney care and health care. And some of these states, it is considered as a right. But now, if you want to say, well, it should be a state right in New York, by all means, if you want to go down that road, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But where do I'm just saying, for those of you on the left, where have we inserted all these federal rights?
Yeah, my understanding of a right is something that doesn't cost someone else something out of their back pocket to give you that right. Because I don't believe that anyone has a right to the money in someone else's wallet. And that's basically what Cortez is saying.
There's one of these radio shows out of, if some of you, as we talked about, is very nostalgic. You know, you have certain radio that just hangs around. The owner may like them whatsoever. But this is a very popular radio show. Are we nostalgic? Anyway, there's a very popular, very popular radio show called The Cats Roundtable out of New York. It's just one of these shows that's been around for years, Roger. They bring in every big name politician. Well, the host was asking the question, wait, don't you guys got this race down in Florida, and this guy that's running is a very liberal, is it progressive, socialist type of a guy?
Canceled out each other, and you have a left-wing socialist type running for governor of Florida against a Republican that's more right than the middle.
That was asked of former DNC, Democrat National Committee Chair, Ed Rendell, the former also governor of Pennsylvania. Ed Rendell, when you look at his past, is not considered as a liberal. Mm-hmm. He says, listen, Andrew Gillum is our choice. He is running down there, but he may just be a little bit too progressive for Floridians.
A very good mayor of Tallahassee, Mr. Gillum, who is our candidate, and he is very much the left, and probably a little bit too progressive for Florida.
He may be a little bit too progressive for Florida, but Rendell says, but he's got voters pumped.
But he's galvanized a lot of young voters, a lot of African-American voters, a lot of Latino voters, and he's running against a Tea Party Republican. So I think we have a chance to win in Florida.
He's got him pumped up. I mean, young voters came out for Obama in 2008. They certainly showed up more in 2012, something that we've never seen for the most part. And yet Gillum, okay, off your election, but then again, he's got people pumped.
Yeah, Gillum has this ability to inspire, especially young people and African-Americans. They identify with him. They think that, okay, if this guy may get elected governor, it may be an example for my son to maybe do better in school, but his policies are a little scary if you think about the things he wants to roll out once if he gets elected.
Texas radio host Jimmy Barrett was asked the question on Fox News about, hey, listen, President Trump, about, you know, the Manafort, is he going to flip Robert Mueller? But yet President Trump does have a success of a track record of getting those that he endorses and supports winning in the primaries, but does that necessarily translate into a general election victory?
That, you know, the amount of investment the president is putting into these races, will that help to turn out that Republican base?
I think it probably will, and I think the fact that the president turning out for these, and the candidates wanting the president to turn out, says a lot about the real popularity that he continues to have with the base. I don't think, I agree that anybody's really paying that much attention to what's going on right now with the Mueller investigation. This is something that just keeps going on and on.
We say it on this radio show. I mean, it's when they talk about an impeachment or something, it may be a hot issue for about a day.
Right.
But we find out from both sides, I don't think many people are following the Mueller investigation.
They're not, and it's really kind of morphed from whether or not there was collusion to whether or not there is a perjury trap opportunity.
Yeah. Bob Woodward's got a new book out called No Fear. I don't know how many of all, of course, this has been all big in the news, that about whether or not, for example, is Manafort going to flip? What are we going to see with that? Also, the issue is that, Woodard's book, are there any discrepancies whatsoever? But listen to this clip. This was done on the Hugh Hewitt radio show, where Hewitt asked him questions that don't favor those on the left or the narrative being pushed by liberal media outlets out there. He asked about the question, wait a second, okay, you covered the president for 2 years. What about all this collusion of espionage in Russia? Did you see it?
Set aside the Comey firing. Did you, Bob Woodward, hear anything in your research and your interviews that sounded like espionage or collusion?
I did not. And, of course, I looked for it hard. And, so, you know, there we are.
But you've seen no collusion.
I have not.
He looked for it hard and could not see any type of collusion. Radio host out of West Palm Beach, Brian Mudd, says, you know, when you look at history with the midterms coming up, there have been three different occasions going back to almost 80 years or maybe or so of where the party in power actually won. He says it is quite possible that, of course, the Dems are going to pick up seats. Yes, that's probably most part a given. The Senate side could be a toss-up. Who knows? But he says that the Dems, when you look at it, overreaching their hands possibly this year when asked about it, like you saw with the Republicans that overreached their hand back in 1998.
I mentioned that 92% of the time the party out of power picks up seats in the midterm elections. The three times it hasn't happened, 1934 when FDR was presiding over the Great Depression, 1998 when the Republicans overplayed their hand with impeachment on Bill Clinton, and 2002 after 9/11. Right. This cycle, if you are going to see Republicans fare better, it actually is most comparable to that 98 cycle, and you could have a perception by many Republican voters that this is the Democrats overplaying their hand in a different version of a similar way to Republicans back in 98.
You know, we talk about it once a week. The Democrats put it on the table, impeachment, then the next week it's off the table, back and forth. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of polls, the majority of Dems love to see Trump impeached. Do you think they're pushing it as hard as maybe they were talking about months ago?
You know what? I don't know. I saw a recent poll, in fact, over the weekend. It's somewhere near 78% of Democrats favor impeachment now. Now, whether or not that poll's legit or not, I don't know. But again, it has a backlash. When Republicans hear talk like that, it drives people to the polls.
One of the areas that could possibly hurt Bill Nelson, according to The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton, says Bill Nelson has almost been elected for half a century.
Anyway, let's move on to Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson facing a strong challenge this year from Rick Scott. Make no mistake, if former Governor Scott takes this seat, it could literally be the one that keeps the Senate majority in Republican hands. Bill Nelson is a lifelong professional politician. Starting out as a Florida state representative back in 1972, nearly half a century ago.
They're trying to use the age issue against Bill Nelson.
The age card. And
age envy.
He's been there for a while now. Is it age or whether or not he's just been there too long and is a professional politician?
You never know. Maybe a little bit of both. We'll continue to cover this more as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Coming up next, the Kavanaugh vote may be delayed, not because of Dems, but possibly because of Republicans, of another sexual allegation out there. I'd like to hear from you. If Republicans cave in on this issue, will you vote for them? Because they, I mean, we know Democrats are pretty much consistent, that their man or woman's always right, Republicans are always wrong. But the question is, here's another one again that comes out of 40 years ago. Brett Kavanaugh accused of a sexual assault. We're going to cover this coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Butler Boulevard East at Hodges. Look out for a car accident involving at least three cars. 10 east of McDuff. Another accident blocking the left lane. And at 295 south at Dunn Avenue, we're looking at a broken down car there. Traffic brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Around a 50-50 chance of rain with thunderstorms this afternoon, our high 93. This evening, more rain expected with thunderstorms, 75 the low. Right now it's 78 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With less than 2 months away from the November midterms, some political pundits are wondering if impeachment talk against President Trump could backfire on the Democrats. Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh is expected to have a confirmation hearing this week, but now that may be delayed due to the latest sexual allegations. And former National Democratic leader says Florida Democrat gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is a little too progressive for Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
More as we continue to move along. Confirmations for Brett Kavanaugh. Let me set this up. Republicans want to get it done before the November elections. In fact, Roger, Republicans have said that we'd like to get this vote done either late September or even in October. But now this could be, quote, plunged into chaos, as Christina Blasey Ford told the Washington Post that in high school in the early 1980s, she was pinned down to her bed at a party and Brett Kavanaugh forced himself on her. The question is, what does this do? Does it throw into a tailspin, turmoil whatsoever? Here's a question I'd like to ask you. 40 years later, does this mean anything now? Some have said, well, the real question is not so much did she come forward now, but what did, for example, Dianne Feinstein, who brought the young lady forward, when all these reports how she got the letter in July, she sat down with Brett Kavanaugh in August and didn't even bring this up. In fact, some have said she even left other members in the dark.
Senator Dianne Feinstein under fire from Republicans this week for not releasing a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when he was in high school.
Some members of the committee are saying that by Feinstein holding the letter, she's trying to delay Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing in the Senate, which is scheduled for this coming week, while others say this is a relevant and regular part of the vetting process.
So which one is more important, that Dianne Feinstein played politics with this, or is it more relevant that we get to the bottom of this? Senate Arizona, he's the Arizona Senator, Republican Jeff Flake, says we need to hold off on the hearings. So you can blame all the Democrats you want, understandably so. It's the Republicans that control the process. He's saying that he's on that Senate Judiciary Committee, which supposedly was going to have a vote this upcoming Thursday. They may put it on hold.
You know what? The Republicans are in a tight spot in the U.S. Senate because on one hand, they don't want to seem like they're uncaring when it comes to sexual assault. But at the same time, 40 years later, and a Democratic member of the Senate Judiciary Committee had the information and waited till now to release it.
The Dems want to run the clock out, according to D. Stewart from the D. Stewart Group. He says, wait a second, didn't the FBI check out Kavanaugh and everything technically checked out okay for Kavanaugh over the how many years?
The FBI has vetted Judge Kavanaugh many times, in fact, six times since 1993. And the FBI has made the right call here. Instead of opening a criminal investigation, they put it in his file. They're not taking the bait. This is a partisan maneuver to try and run out the clock. The Democrats hope that they can take control of the U.S. Senate, but the FBI put the letter in the file. Charles Grassley, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, says that hearings are going to go forward, and so the nomination march continues on.
You know, I'd like to ask this question. If the Dems were so riled up at the Republicans for not leasing the several more thousands of files on Kavanaugh and all the other millions in files on Kavanaugh, should not the Republicans sit back and ask Senator Feinstein, wait a second, how come you didn't release this file on Kavanaugh?
You know what? To be consistent, I'd like to hear the Democrats complain. Why didn't one of their own release the file that they had and wait till now to release it if they care so much about the files and not political partisanship?
So here are some questions I'd like to ask you listening. The sexual allegations, male, female, it doesn't care. How many years before somebody should be able to come forward and derail somebody else's, whether it's elected position or derail their judicial nomination out there? How many years should we wait? Should there be a statute of limitations? Number two, and I love to hear from ladies, why is it that females are waiting for, I mean, you saw what happened with Weinstein and things of that nature, Bill Cosby. I mean, who's doing a disservice? Men, yes. But when women are waiting longer, I'm just saying, I'm always curious. I know what we hear as men, Roger, but why do women wait longer to bring this stuff up?
You know, I don't know the answer to that other than just the embarrassment. They don't want to. They want to forget about it, put it behind them. But you know, at the end of the day, if the allegation is true, they're putting other women at risk because this person could be a serial offender. They've let him go scot free, and now other women are in jeopardy.
To them, you are guilty, guilty until proven innocent. So forget the time-honored notions like due process, probable cause, beyond a reasonable doubt, or a jury of your peers. Today, unsupported, uncorroborated, untested words, not facts, are sufficient to convict. not just in the court of public opinion, but in the esteemed hallowed halls of the United States Senate.
Fox News, Justice with Jeanine. That's Jeanine Pirro. Again, that's from the left. Guilty until proven innocent. Do you folks know that Congress has a $17 million slush fund? That means they're expected for these type of accusations to come forward. Some of you have been emailing me. Are you ready for this one, Roger? That if Brett Kavanaugh should be, I think this is from William, if Brett Kavanaugh, for something that happened 40 years ago that has not been proven, that he should not become a judge, then those of ex-felons here in the state of Florida that want the rights back should be denied then.
That's a very good analogy.
What knocked down on the ball break. So, I like to ask some of these questions. Is it more about Kavanaugh? So, by the way, some of those on the conservative aisle have let us know today that, yeah, we should have hearings on this. You give the young woman, or now elderly woman, well, now she's not elderly, she's in her 50s. Middle age. I'm sorry. Give her time of the day. Give her 1 to 2. Do it next week. Fly her up. Have 2 to 3 days of hearings, and then go from there. I wonder if the real embarrassment will be on the Democrats. I wonder if the real embarrassment will be on Dianne Feinstein for not bringing this up. Even the Wall Street Journal reported as early as Monday morning that she left other Democrat colleagues in the dark.
Yeah. And these are the same Democrat colleagues that were criticizing the Republicans for not releasing enough documents. Meanwhile, she's holding on to one at the same exact time that she's not releasing.
Well, I mean, for some of the females that are listening, if this had happened and you want to bring it up 40 years later, okay, to each their own. I mean, whatever. But my question is it more about that or is it more about the politics being thrown here?
In this particular case, it's hard not to think it's politically motivated. But in the case of Cosby, for example, some of the women were saying they felt more safety in the number of women that were coming forth as opposed to standing out there on their own.
You know, if I may ask, as they say in the legal world, a sidebar question, and I want to hear from you listening, how long should there be a statute of limitations if something happened like this? Number one. Number two, it's almost like a workplace type, all right? That let's sit back and say that a man or a female made suggestive comments, made racial comments, things that offend you, things that, unconscious racial bias, made something that maybe you were offended by your faith. My question is that if this conversation comes up, and let's say that a comment was made about some of the things I just brought up, Roger, 2-3 years ago, but the individual who's accused of making those comments has been on good behavior the last year, hasn't done anything. Should we derail them from that job because of a conversation that may come up in the break room? You know what I'm saying? I mean, where do we draw the line here? How many years do we come back and say, yeah, I remember Roger made that comment 6-7 years ago. I was offended. Do we get rid of him today?
It's possible Roger didn't even remember the comment himself.
That's right. Well, doesn't matter. Well, that's the reason why they have people around them remind you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is where do we draw the line at? Want to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Rod, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, boy, you guys have really opened up a can of worms.
Right.
And you're hitting some high points. Now, you were talking about maybe these felons who get released from jail. And say, for instance, one of them is a rapist.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has his voting rights, et cetera, restored. The guy goes to law school, and then he becomes a lawyer, and then someone puts him up for a judgeship, similar to, say, for instance, the circuit courts like Kavanaugh is coming from. Does that rape then become a disqualifier? And the Democrats should start thinking about that because they're the big proponents of restored rights for convicted felons.
Hey, Ron, can I ask you a question? Let's go.
Go ahead.
Have a little fun with this. And then,
sure.
What if the lawyer was accused of not one but two Me Toos 25 years ago, but yet he's cleaned his life? In fact, he's fighting on behalf of women's rights in the workplace and to stop sexual abuse, but yet he's a Republican, and he's going to be nominated for a judge. It doesn't matter all the women he's helped out with. He still would probably be disqualified, would he not?
It would seem. It sure would seem.
Oh, I agree. Rod, thank you for the call, man. Always good perspective. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. You know, if I could write a paper about 20 guys that forced themselves on me. And I would like to know if there was actually a sex act involved.
I think that, I don't think they went all the way from what I heard from some of the reports.
From the reports we've been hearing, there was no actual sex act. I mean, we try to keep this as G as possible, but apparently she described it as being groped and hand over her mouth, and then she got away.
Okay, well, it's something I'm sure a lot of females have experienced, and I also wonder about the time frame. I would not want to come forward at this time in someone's life and do something like this. And I have a high empathy scale, very high, for women. But I would also like to know what's her political party.
Yeah, that comes a little bit of the fray, but I think that'll get disqualified. I mean, what political party it is. Just it's being motivated by that of the left. Let's go to Jimbo. Jimbo, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, guys. A couple of thoughts. First, in general, if a woman accuses a man, if anybody accuses anybody of sexual misconduct and they can't prove it or it's found not to be true, my opinion is there ought to be a law that is equal to the crime that they accuse the other person of.
Hmm.
Now, as far as Christine Ford goes, she's a Democrat from California. She should prove her assertion or face terrorism charges, as the accusation is meant to interfere with the duties of the judicial and executive branches of our government. What she should do to prove she's serious is to file a report under oath with the FBI. The ramifications of filing a fake report are so severe that this would illustrate that this is more than polemics.
Interesting. Never thought about that. Filing a report with the FBI. Boy, a lot of people weighing in on this issue. 222-TALK, 222-8255, TALK Radio, WBOB.
On Butler Boulevard East at Hodges, there's been a crash involving at least three cars, 10 east of McDuff, another accident, and 295 going south at the Town Center exit, another wreck.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Greenacre Sporting Goods kicks off the fall season with two great specials. Get a Black Sky 9mm for only $199 or a Mossberg Home Defense 12-gauge shotgun just $199. Greenacre Sporting Goods will buy, sell, trade, and now they even pawn. Greenacres is buying guns from one to a whole collection. Concealed weapons training permit classes are still only $39 6 days a week. Greenacre Sporting Goods, now pawning. Normandy Boulevard, 1.5 miles west of 295. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
50-50 chance of rain with thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 93. This evening, more rain expected, 75 the low. Right now, it's 78 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at WBOB.com.
Man, a lot of people weighing in on this issue this morning. Goes well beyond whether or not sexual allegations had happened with Kavanaugh, but 40 years ago and all the other things. And we'll talk about this next coming up as we continue to move along. A lot of other issues this morning right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former hurricane, now tropical storm Florence, continuing to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. Florence slowly trekking to the north. There have been hundreds of high water rescues. The flooding has isolated entire communities. More than 400,000 people left without power. The storm's death toll has now risen to at least 17. President Trump due to visit the flood zone later in the week. Typhoon Mangkhut blamed for at least 65 deaths in the Philippines. 4 more deaths reported in China. Now that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser has come forward, Republican Senator Jeff Flake says should be a delay in the committee vote on the nominee. Christine Blasey Ford accusing Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct when they were in high school. Kavanaugh vigorously denies the allegations. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. On Butler Boulevard East in Hodges, there's been a crash involving several cars. I-10 East at McDuff Avenue, another wreck. And if you're at 295 South at the UNF Town Center exit, there's been a crash and the right lane is blocked. We do see backup on the traffic cams. We're expecting around a 50-50 chance of rain with thunderstorms today, a high of 93. This evening, more rain is expected, 75 the low, and right now it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh is expected to have a confirmation hearing this week, but now that may be delayed due to the latest accusations of a sexual assault. Former National Democratic leader says Florida Democrat gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is a little too progressive for Florida. And with less than 2 months away from the November midterms, some political pundits are wondering if impeachment talk against President Trump could backfire on the Democrats.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Senator Dianne Feinstein under fire from Republicans this week for not releasing a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when he was in high school.
Some members of the committee are saying that by Feinstein holding the letter, she's trying to delay Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing in the Senate, which is scheduled for this coming week, while others say this is a relevant and regular part of the vetting process.
Is it relevant? Which is more relevant? That an accusation one time happened 40 years ago when they were in high school? Or is the more relevant, and maybe it's two-parter, one-parter, you guys will decide, you'd be the judge. I just lay out the facts about whether or not Dianne Feinstein did not release all the documents that the Democrats accused the Republicans of not doing. Hi, everybody. Ed Dean here, along with Roger Henderson, here on our Newsmaker line. One of the best. He's one of my favorites. He is a lawyer. He did spend a night in Howard Johnson's. And a little commercial there, I know. Our good friend Steve Gill, who is with the Tennessee Star, go to TennesseeStar.com. He worked in the H.W. Bush and the Clinton administration. So, Steve, what is more relevant about one accusation that's come forward or about the politics? Even according to the Wall Street Journal as of Monday morning, that caught her Democrat colleagues off guard about this report by Christine Blasey Ford, who told the Washington Post that in the 80s, Brett Kavanaugh tried to pin her to a bed.
Well, I think that the whole thing is slimy, and not to overly wordsmith, but again, all the news reports are talking about this allegation that occurred 35 years ago, 40 years ago. It's not that the allegation occurred 35 or 40 years ago. The alleged, unsubstantiated, no witnesses incident occurred, and it has just now been an unsubstantiated allegation 35 years later. And I think that's the issue. You know, if something happened, then it should have been brought up either then or in the years since, not at this late last-minute deal where it was anonymous. It's just kind of this smear campaign. The people that were there can't confirm it. And more importantly, the woman making the allegation doesn't know where it was, when it was, who else was there. She's changed her story. It is a smear campaign, and America ought to be disgusted with it.
Hey, Steve, let's go down just a hypothetical lane here, which probably couldn't turn into reality. You got Senate from Arizona, Senator Jeff Flake says, hey, why not give her a time in court? Let's hear what she has to say. I don't think we should go forward with any type of confirmation vote that was supposed to come up at least in the Senate Judiciary Committee coming up this Thursday. But I've got listeners of this show that have weighed in saying, you know what? Let's have a little fun here, Steve. Let's bring this lady up who's accused Brett Kavanaugh of something that may or may not have taken place in the early 80s, 40 years ago. Give her time for 2 or 3 days. And here's the other thing that I keep bringing up, that this may be more of an embarrassment to Dianne Feinstein. Remember, the Democrats accused the Republicans of not releasing all these documents years ago, and Feinstein had a fresh document that came up from July. She sat down with Kavanaugh in August and did not want to even let her colleagues know a couple weeks back what took place. I think this is going to be more of an embarrassment on the Dems. What do you think?
Well, and I would add to it that they need to be demanding and making this hearing about releasing all of the information about the Senate and congressional slush fund to pay off allegations from staffers. I mean, if they want to start opening Pandora's box, then let's wide open Pandora's box. Now, you've also got Senator Bob Corker, unfortunately, of Tennessee, who's joined Jeff Flake in saying, let's have a hearing on this. Let's let this woman have her say. So anybody can say anything 35, 40 years later, you're going to let them go and literally with no substantiation, with nothing to back it up, smear somebody from an alleged incident that's 35 years ago. And, you know, they've got 60-some women who knew him at the time that have already signed a letter. You've got witnesses who were there saying this didn't happen. So anybody can say anything 35 years later, and you're going to give them a national media platform anytime, every time. That is ridiculous.
Steve Gill here on our Newsmaker line. He is with the Tennessee Star. Go to TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. Let me, how about this one here? Do you think politically that this could be damaging to the Republicans? Let me set this up. We've heard Democrats have said, we played the clips on this radio show, that if somebody's red state Democrats vote in favor of Kavanaugh, you don't expect us to show up at the polls and vote for you. What if the Republicans go down this road and want to hold hearings for the next 2 or 3 weeks? Does that kind of maybe put them in a little bit of a fidgety place about whether or not they may hold on to the Senate and may anger the base?
I think if you're going to do it, you do it as a one-day hearing. You bring your in, let her have 1 hour, and then you bring the 62 women who say it didn't happen. You bring his colleague, a guy that he was friends with in high school that this woman says was there that rescued her, who says it didn't happen. It's nuts. You give her, you know, 30 minutes, 1 hour of questioning, and say, let's do it this afternoon. Mm. You know, put up or shut up, and then you just eviscerate her with the real facts about her. You know, what was it that James Carville, who was the guru for Bill Clinton, said? If you drag a $100 bill through the faculty lounge at a liberal college campus, this is what you get.
Yeah.
Or maybe he said something like that. Maybe it was a trailer park when he was talking about it, but it's the same issue. And the bottom line is, this is a woman who is playing politics with allegations that come forth. Even when she was, quote, talking to her therapist 6 years ago, she didn't identify Kavanaugh. Her story has changed from what she told her therapist during couples counseling with her husband 6 years ago. Her story is not even consistent on her side, and I think they ought to expose her and everybody that's been a part of bringing this up.
Steve Gill, who's been following this story with the TennesseeStar.com. You know, Steve, I'm kind of thinking like you and some of the callers out there today. Why not bring just get Lauer a free venue for a day to 2 days and everything you just brought up, bring it up with the Dems? Why not do that?
Well, and just keep in mind that just like the Democrats have changed the standard of how you have a confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice, at some point, hopefully in the far distant future, the Democrats will have another president again. And Democrats will be faced with having to get people through Senate confirmation hearings. And the Republicans now have a new standard to apply of behavior, of what you investigate, and everything that ever could be even made up now will be demanded as a hearing. The Democrats are setting us on a course that will come back to hurt them at some point in the future, the same way they did by changing the confirmation numbers from 60 votes for confirmation to 51. And they didn't think that through, and they are not thinking this through.
Hey, you know, Roger and I were having this conversation, and Steve brought it up again. But, Steve, there still is a slush fund in Congress right now, if I'm not mistaken. And what I find about this is present tense, which means they're going to use it for future tense, which means they are expecting more to come out there that have been sexually harassed by men or women in the U.S. House. I kind of find that interesting that the $17 million is there just in case.
Well, then let's, by comparison, you've got Keith Ellison, who is a member of Congress, who is running for attorney general in Minnesota. This is a guy where it's not just an allegation from 35 years ago in high school. There are police reports of his abuse of at least two women. Let's have a full-on hearing of these Democrats who are running for office around the country on allegations that are not unsubstantiated from 35 years ago that are just being brought up. Let's look at police reports 2 years ago.
Hey, I got to play for you a quick clip. You have been on this radio show. You've covered in your articles on the issue, of course, with Russia. And everybody thinks that with Manafort right now that this may be just a darling of a day for them to come after Trump whatsoever. Hugh Hewitt had Bob Woodard on his show just the other day, and whether you agree with Woodard or not, the Trump crowd is like a he said, she said, kind of like the Kavanaugh thing right now, that Woodard just full of discrepancies in his book. But Hugh would ask a fabulous question about something that the media isn't really discussing if you're going to cover all of the entities of Bob Woodard's book. He says, you know, and I'm going to play for the clip for you here, Steve. He says, you were there for 2 years doing research. What did you see of espionage and Russia collusion? Clip number three.
Set aside the Comey firing. Did you, Bob Woodward, hear anything in your research and your interviews that sounded like espionage or collusion?
I did not. And, of course, I looked for it hard. And so, you know, there we are.
But you've seen no collusion.
I have not.
Is Manafort the last straw? I mean, who knows if they're going to have an interview with Trump or not. But is this the best they can get to find out what?
Well, I think, again, maybe maybe there are unicorns, and maybe there is a pot of gold at the end of every rainbow. Maybe Mueller is actually going to do a real legitimate investigation and follow where the facts lead, which right now, with Manafort, would be leading right into Clintonville, because you've got the brother of one of the top Clinton insiders who is directly tied to Manafort, Podesta. You've got all these new texts coming out with Lisa Page and Peter Strzok that show that there was indeed in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, in the CIA, a true collusion of trying to bring down a president who had been legitimately elected. If Manafort is the key to actually getting back into the Clinton and Democrat side, then he's going to be a lot more damaging to the Democrats than anything they can make up about Donald Trump. And as Woodard said, he was looking for it. He wanted to find it. If somebody had ordered Russian dressing, they would have put it in his book.
All right. Steve Gill from the Tennessee Star. Go to TennesseeStar.com. Steve, good to talk to you.
We'll catch up soon, my friend. Thanks.
More as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Ron, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, good morning.
Great.
Calling in on the Kavanaugh thing. Here's my issue with this. The allegations of sexual misconduct are now becoming the new norm for the Dems when they don't get the opportunity to get what they want. We saw this in the 2016 election cycle. When all else fails, at the last minute, let's just throw out sexual misconduct allegations. And my concern is if the Republicans get weak kneed on this, don't go forward with the vote this week, then that rewards that type of gamesmanship on the side of the Democrats. Remember, this is a party. The ends justify the means, period, end of story. They don't care about truth. It's just ends justify means. Hmm. If the Republicans allow them to delay this, there will be nothing further to dissuade them from using this tactic going right forward. In every close Republican race, we're going to see this. It's going to pop up out of the blue at the last minute when it's almost impossible to defend against, especially in today's current climate.
I think you're right. I think Ron brings a valid point. The question I like to ask, let's say that within a week, they have a hearing. Bring her up. Even Steve Gill just said. I'm kind of like, I've been listening to callers this morning.
That's
a lot
right
of callers. Let her have her say. I'm thinking, you know what? Why not? Give her to 1 to 2 days.
Yeah.
But
then have all of his defenders come in.
Yeah.
Including the guy who she says rescued her.
Yeah.
And let them testify as well.
Yeah.
Excellent idea.
And do it. And by the way, because I think it could embarrass Dianne Feinstein. Again, I keep asking the question. Thousands of documents that were not released due to national security. The Democrats have been asking the Republicans. And I would ask something, is this national security? How come Dianne Feinstein didn't release any of these documents?
Exactly. I'd love to see some commercials run against her when she's up for re-election, saying how come she didn't release the documents that she said that should have been released,
right,
and was hypocritical. As much as I like her hair,
this is the question.
It's not fair.
This is the against her hair. Wow.
Anyway,
that's a good one.
I think she had
you, you're a sexist, Roger. That's going to come up against you 4 years down the road. Okay. Here's the thing that I'd like to ask. That this is the second part of the question. If you're going to allow this lady to come and testify, When do you allow her to come testify? Because there's a lot of politics involved.
ASAP.
That's exactly correct. Because will this anger Republicans, if you try to draw this out sometime like a Clarence Thomas for 2 to 3 weeks before a confirmation hearing, if you try to draw this out in October, I wonder if this is going to tick off the base. Remember, both sides are ticked off.
Yeah.
If red state Democrats vote in favor of Kavanaugh, they have said, we will not come out and support the red state Democrats.
Yeah, I think it should be done soon, like this week.
That's all I'm asking. And by the way, right or wrong, and we've had a lot of females been texting, been emailing this morning, I'd like to ask you whether Kavanaugh did this or not. And if he's guilty, okay. The question I'd like to ask is, should there be a statute of limitations on this, number one? Number two, why are women waiting 20, even in today's age? Why are women waiting this long? Want to hear from you. At 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On Butler Boulevard East at Hodges, there's been a crash involving three cars, 10 east of McDuff. Another accident's causing delay. And if you're at 295 going south, near the Town Center exit, one accident there blocks the right lane.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyder Mann and Daikin. License number CAC 181-3307.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
We're expecting around a 50-50 chance of showers with thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 93. Partly cloudy this evening with thunderstorms expected, low of 75, and right now it's 78 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With less than 2 months away from the November midterms, some political pundits are wondering if impeachment talk against President Trump could backfire on the Democrats. Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh is expected to have a confirmation hearing this week, but now that may be delayed due to the latest accusations of a sexual assault. And former National Democratic leader says Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum is a little too progressive for Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at wbob.com.
A lot of people have been weighing in on this issue. Here's one from James. Let's be honest with ourselves. Those weak-kneed Republicans will cave. He says Kavanaugh won't be confirmed this week, or for that matter, I've watched these guys before. He goes, it gets pointless and pointless. Here's a one from Maria. Ed, why do politicians on both sides still have a $17 million slush fund?
That's a very good question.
She goes, don't we want to deny all this?
So Congress has set up this big fund with $17 million of taxpayers' funds in it to pay off women who have been sexually assaulted and keep it quiet.
Michael brings up a good allegation. He brings up a good point about allegation from Dianne Feinstein. He says, hey, good morning, guys. He says, I believe Dianne Feinstein and the Dems have three or four more Me Toos waiting in the wings in case this one doesn't work. So it doesn't matter if the GOP proceeds. Yeah, many of you have been asking the question, and I'll try to get more emails here, is, well, why didn't they use this at the time that they were talking about documents and things like that to really nail him, mm-hmm. maybe make a few other Republicans kind of waffle here? I think that they probably had something that might have tried to embarrass him, and this was the buckshot instead of using birdshot.
I almost wonder, Ed, whether or not the long-term ramifications of this, or at least one of them, would be more women on the courts. Because if you've got guys out there, it's real easy to make an accusation against them, true or untrue, but women, not as easy to do.
Yeah, some of you have been emailing me about the difference between this and Bill Clinton. Is it different? Yes and no, but I understand your point. 20-plus years ago, the Bimbo eruptions, by the way, which was not brought up by Republicans. It was brought up by the people running against Bill Nelson,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other Democrats. And where were they?
Bill Clinton, you mean?
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
It was used by not by the Republicans like George H.W. Bush, but other mm-hmm. Democrats running in the race like Jerry Brown's types about the Bimbo eruptions.
Right.
Where, again, when he was on CBS News and all that, that their claim should have been disqualified him. But where were they on those cases? They said, should he have not become somebody been elected? Some of you have been bringing. I've had several of you said, Ed, I heard your point. It wasn't my point. It was from, I think, William, who emailed me this morning and said, hey, if somebody did something 40 years ago that has not been proven to be accurate, and he or she should be derailed and should not be an elected position or should not be a judge, then all of those that want their voter rights restored that are felons that have been proven to cause a felony, they should not get anything back like that. I've heard those arguments as well, Roger. So a lot of people want to weigh in. 222-TALK, 222-8255, email address ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hi. I'd just like to point out that the Trump administration should make sure that everyone knows that if Kavanaugh doesn't get voted in, that they're going to have to
They're going to
get Amy Coney Bryant.
They're
going
to get a
what? Amy
Coney Bryant. Oh, the Catholic?
Yeah, she's the one who's too Catholic, I think.
I think she would probably be a great pick. I think they want to use that in case, if they get reelected, in case the notorious Ruth Bader Ginsburg steps down. I think that's probably what they're waiting for.
I know, but it shouldn't wait. Because, I mean, Kavanaugh's not you know, a surefire good Supreme Court Justice. Amy Coney Bryant will be.
How do we know that?
Just because of her record.
Well, all the conservatives seem like Kavanaugh's record.
He's okay, but he's not. They'll be more scared of Amy Coney Bryant than they will of Kavanaugh.
No, that I agree with you. But I mean, are we basing this from their past previous decisions? But I mean, if Kavanaugh is experienced, or should we not base it on his experience, or should we base on whether or not he legislates from the bench? I'm just saying, some conservatives need to be a little careful, be a little consistent there on some of that stuff. Let's go to, but he's right. I think the other the female, who very young, would probably, some would say, might be a much better pick.
And there has been discussion that she's far more conservative than Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Let the Democrats try. We'll call them sexist.
Waiting to replace a woman with another woman, etc.
Yeah. Let's go to Rick. Rick, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Can you imagine the backlash if they don't vote Kavanaugh in? It may be such a red wave in both the House and the Senate, and that it gins up and wakes up all of us sleeping Republicans who don't think voting is important.
I see your point. But my question, I get it, but the question is the filibuster, if you want to call it, is not being perpetuated. on the Judiciary Committee by the Democrats. It's being done by Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. Being done by Jeff Flake.
Okay.
Now you got Bob Corker saying, hey, maybe we need to kind of stall this. That's where it's coming across now. Jeff Flake says, hey, I think we need to hold off hearings until we give this woman a voice. Hey, fine. If we do it, let me ask you this before we go to break. If you wanted to give her hearings, should we give her a whole week? Witnesses, make it a three-ring circus? What do you think? And then maybe put Feinstein on the hot chair and why shouldn't you release the documents as well?
Yeah.
222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-10 going east to McDuff, we're looking at a crash involving several cars. And 295 south at the UNF Town Center exit, there's a wreck there that was blocking the right lane. It's starting to clear now.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Grocery wars are heating up, and billionaire Michael Bloomberg may be planning a 2020 presidential run. And a Nebraska firm sued for not hiring a deaf driver. Those stories next.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Shares of grocery giant Kroger dropping about 14% last week. Both Walmart and Target gaining share in the retail grocery segment. Walmart has invested heavily in its online and home delivery grocery platforms, assuring the competition will show no signs of slacking anytime soon. The Times of London reporting billionaire Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, may be ready to launch a bid for president in 2020. Bloomberg was once a Republican and now apparently bills himself as an independent. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing an Omaha trucking company for refusing to hire a driver because he's deaf. The company says to do so would raise health and safety concerns. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, Micromarkets, and Office Coffee Services. Family-owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
A 50-50 chance of rain with thunderstorms expected this evening. Overnight, the low will be 75. The high today, 93. Right now, it's 78 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Economic progressivism or progressism. How do I pronounce that right? Progressivism.
Yes. Bunch of,
evidently, is this going to be coming more mainstream? Andrew Gillum has a decent chance of becoming governor here in the state of Florida, and he is a far, far left winger out there, but media is calling him mainstream. We'll talk about this coming up next with some of our guests as we continue to move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. By the way, the email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Plus, we'll take your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255. All this coming up next as we continue to move along right here on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.